Okay, good morning. We dedicate our learning in memory of Meira Chai and Nechama Bracha Alea Shalom, Bastav and Mordechai. May the Torah be a merit, Le'ili Nishmasa. And we were here on Lamed Aleph Amud Beis discussing the Torah law of selling a house in a walled city. The Torah says the seller can buy it back whether or not the buyer likes that within the first year. And if he didn't buy it back within the first year, then that's it. It's gone, litzmisus, forever to the purchaser. Okay, so we were on Lamed Aleph from Beis, still in the thin lines, right? Amar Rav Abba Bar Mamel. Okay, great. Amar Rav Abba Bar Mamel. Rav Abba Bar Mamel taught, because of the law that we saw in the Mishnah, that in the leap year, it actually is 13 months, because it's from day to day, it's actually from hour to hour, you could end up with a very interesting scenario where somebody sells something earlier, but yet he'll still be able to buy it back, whereas something else that he sold later, he won't be able to buy back. So, because the leap year, right? Let's say he sells something in you sell something on the 20th day of Adar Rishon, and he sold something else on the first day of Adar Sheni. But the next year, there is no Adar Rishon. So the next year, the thing he sold first, he could still buy back till the 20th of Adar. But what he sold second, he can't buy back starting after the 1st of Adar. So Amar Rav Abba Bar Mamel. Rav Abba Bar Mamel said, Machar Shnei Batei Orei Chomo. Let's say a person has two houses in a walled city, and he sells both of them. Echad B'chamisha Asar B'Adar Rishon. One he sells on the 15th of Adar Rishon. The echad and the second one he sold the echad ba'adar asheni on the first of adar sheni. The zeshem achar ba'adar sheni. This that he sold on adar sheni. Came and she gave yom echad ba'adar shoshan haba. Once Rosh Chodesh Adar of the second year arrives, also lo shana. Now the year is done. That's it. Whereas the one who sold something else 15 days earlier, the 15th of Adar Rishon, lo also lo shana, his year's not up, ad chamisha asar ba'adar shel shana ba, until the 15th of Adar. So actually he sold it earlier, but he has later to redeem it. Maskev Ravina, so Ravina said, makes no sense. Well, Emily, why can't he say to the other one, right? Why can't he say, Ana kadim shachinura mikama didach? I lit the fire before you. So if I lit the fire before you, the term of being able to repurchase should be ended before you. He answers me, Shem Damarle, because he can tell him, At nachas libura, you got involved in the extra month. The first Adar is the 13th month. That's the extra month. So now we go to the next year. There is no 13th month. You have to wait till that date. You sold the 15th of the first Adar. There is no first Adar next year. So the 15th of Adar Sheni is when the year is up. Even the other person sold on the first of Adar Sheni. So his year is up, not on the first of Nisan. His year is up on the first of Adar Rishon.
Rabbi, is this any items or just a farm or house?
No, so far, thank you, Jay. No, so far we're seeing just the house. We're going to see soon, the next mission is going to discuss, not the next mission, later on the dock, the mission is going to discuss what about a field inside a walled city. But right now we're saying only a house in a walled city. Rabbi Ramamal said a similar halacha. We know in regards to Bechor, that there's a law also about the first year, as we'll see in a second. So he said, Shnei Tlaim. Let's say you had two sheep born this year. Now you're supposed to ideally offer the Bechor, bring it in that first year, the first year of its life, you're supposed to bring it. So let's say echad b'chamisha asa shel Adar Rishon. One was born on the 15th of Adar Rishon. The other pshat that some Rishonim say in the Gemara, maybe it's not talking about Bechor, it's just talking about, you know, whenever the Torah says you need an ayil, it has to be over a year. So, let's say you wanted to bring an ayil as a karban. So let's say you have two sheep. One is born on the 15th of Adar Rishon, be'echad, be'echad shel Adar Sheni. The other one's born on the 1st of Adar Sheni. Zeshin old ba'Adar Sheni, this one that was born on the 1st of Adar Sheni. So the next year there is no Adar Rishon. Okay, when she gia yom echad ba'Adar Sheni, when she gia yom echad ba'Adar, Loshana Abba, once the 1st of Adar arrives for the next year, that's it, also Loshana, that's the end of its year. However, Zesh and Old Loba Chamisha Tzu Adar Rishon, but the one that was born on the 15th of Adar Rishon, Lo also Loshana, his year's not up, Ad Chamisha Tzu Adar Shoshana Abba, until the 15th of Adar. So again, Maskel for Ravina, Ravina asks, for Lemele, why can't we say, Ana Kadim Achlo Yeruka Mikam Adidach, I first ate the grains before, I ate the vegetables before you. In other words, I'm older than you. I was born on the 15th of Adar Rishon, so my year should be up before your year. The answer is no, Mishum Damalek, because he can tell him, At Nachas Li Bura, your year is it. Your year starts in the extra month, which doesn't count next year. Next year we don't have it. I know, Nachas Li Bura, I didn't get involved in the extra month. Okay, Hasu Lamali, why do we need both laws? Hainuach, it's the same idea. The answer is bad, but we're forced to say Hasam in regards to Beis Moshe of Yerchoma. V'chsev Timima. The Torah says a full year. Since it says a full year, that's what we said, that that month doesn't count. But Hacha, but over here, the Loksev Timima doesn't say a full year. So look, maybe here it's different. Kamashon, that's where the Chiddush is. The Shana, Shana, Mehadadi Gmiri. Since in both it says Shana, there's a Gzeirah Shavah, Shana, Shana. Therefore, since we learned from a walled city that the extra month is part of the count, so too it is the case in regards to a ram and in regards to all the halachos of Bechor and Karbanos. All right, going back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Kishomer Tmima, when the Torah says Tmima, full year, what's that to include? First opinion is to say it includes the extra month. And Rabbi Omer, Litin Lo Shana V'Ibura. It means 354 days based on the 52 weeks plus the another 11 days, which we are catching up with the leap year. Those 11 days are added to the 354. So in other words, a year here in regards to a base Moshe of Yerchoma is not a... Great, right. It's not a lunar year, it's a solar year. That's the view of Rabbi. Tan Rabbanu din Abraisa, this machloka, Shana Timima, the Torah says you have a full year to buy back your house in the walled city. Rabbi says that means, Mona Shalosh Mehazu Shishim Chamisha Yom, it means you count 365 days, Kminyamel Sachama, like the solar year. Chachamim Chacham say, no, Mona Shnimasar Chodesh, Miyom Liyom. You count 12 months from day to day. So why did it say Tmima in this Abra? That if, let's say, you sold the field in Shvat, and then suddenly you decide to add another month, you make another Adar, this Abra lo, so now you have 13 months to buy back the field, because it's only come Shvat, next time around, that you haven't redeemed it, that it becomes Chalut, that you lose it to the purchaser. Okay, the Mishnah then said, Igiyah Yom Shnei Masar Chodesh V'lo Nigal. If that day at the end of the 12 months has arrived and it hasn't yet been bought back, haya chalut lo, now the buyer owns it fully. And then the Mishnah says this applies both to a buyer as well as to one who got it as a gift, based on the words latzmisus. Says the Gemara, this is the source, Tan Rabbanan Tan Raisa. The Torah says it'll go latzmisus. So latzmisus means l'chalutin, forever. The other explanation is latzmisus. The fact it says latzmisus means the rabbis of Samatana, even a gift also after 12 months, if it wasn't bought back, is gone.
But I don't understand something. The buyer can still buy it back, but have to pay maybe a premium.
Latzmitut.
Right?
Okay. Or the seller may not want to sell it back. Yeah.
He has an option not to sell it, but he can't sell it back to the buyer.
Yeah.
After the year is over.
Yeah. After the year is over, I'm asking.
Oh, after the year is over, yeah, you can sell it to him, sure.
But I mean, before the year, he's obligated to...
But then it'll go the other way. But then the seller will have the right to buy it back from him within the year. My time, what's the reason? Since the Torah could have said smis, and instead it said smisus, that's to say, even a gift has this law as well. Amru Rabbanan, Kamed Rav Papa. The rabbi said this in front of Rav Papa. Kiman, who is this Brisa like that says that a gift of a house of an Ir Choma is the same law as a sale of a house in an Ir Choma? So lo Rabbi Meir, it's not like Rabbi Meir. E Rabbi Meir, if it would be like Rabbi Meir, Amar, he says, Matana, a gift of a field, Eina Kemecher, is not like a sale of a field. And when you gift a field, it doesn't come back to you in Yovel. Amar Rav Papa, Rav Papa said, no, Afilu Tamer Rabbi Meir. Even Rabbi Meir, who might say that a gift of a field is not like a sale of a field in regards to coming back to you in Yovel, but in regards to a house in a walled city, Shani Hacha, here it's different. The Rabbi Rachman, Latz Misus, since Hashem used that word, Latz Misus, that's to say that even a gift has the status of a sale.
So, Rabbi, if he buys the house Adar first, and all of a sudden the next year is Lipir.
Okay.
So it goes next year, it's going to be on Adar first or Adar second? Next 11 months or 12 months?
Adar second.
So, I see. So it has to be exactly 12 months. Or 13.
Yeah, it has to be the exact date.
Calendar. 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 Calendar.
Or someone buys it, and he bought it, let's say, for 100 shekel. But then after his year, if it's in his year, he would pay back 100 shekel, right? He would pay back the price he bought it for. But after his year, he would pay it for, let's say the field value went up. Then he would pay it for the value which went that for the new value.
No,
after
no, it's still the field, the value of what he had sold it for.
Still the value of what he sold it for.
But only if the seller is willing to sell, right?
Yes.
And what if it's to any other person? There's the value of the what it is now. Let's say it's 200 shekel on it.
More
then
than
it would be.
Oh, no. After the year, it's whatever the seller wants to sell it as.
Oh, that's right.
Amru Rabbanan the Rav Papa. The rabbi said to Rav Papa, V'amila Ravuna Bredi Rav Yeshua the Rav Papa. Some say it was Ravuna the son of Rav Yeshua said to Rav Papa. V'agaba Yovel, but in regards to the leer of Yovel, D'chsiv Tashuvu, the Torah says it shall be returned. L'rabo says Samatana, to return it, to include a gift that also gets back on Yovel. And Rabbi Meir disagrees, V'lo Kamarbi, he doesn't include it from the words Tashuvu. So if he doesn't include from Tashuvu that a gift of a field comes back in Yovel, he also shouldn't include from the word Smisus that a gift of a field has the law of a house, I'm sorry, of a gift of a house has the law of a house in a walled city. Allah, so what do you have to say? Okay. Rabbi Meir disagrees. Rabbi Meir doesn't hold that a gift of a house would have the same law as the sale of a house in a walled city. All right, so until now we've been talking about gifting a house in a walled city. What about making a house in a walled city hektish? Tanaravana, we were taught in a brisa. Hamaktish b'ayis b'bati orichoma. If somebody makes a house in a walled city consecrated, harizagol miyad, he can redeem it right away. V'goel olam, we don't have the law of a year. Even after a year, he can always redeem it. There's no law that in Yovel it'll go to the Kohanim. He can redeem it all the way after Yovel as well. Galo Acher Miyad Hektish, if somebody else bought it from Hektish after he made it holy, then Higia Yom Shtemasar Chodesh Velo Nigal, then if the 12-month point has arrived and he hasn't redeemed it from that buyer, Hayachalotlo, now it belongs to the buyer forever. You know what I mean? I don't know these laws. Amar Shmuel, Shmuel said, Amar, because the pasuk says, the kama bayis lats misus, the house will go forever, lakone oso, to the one who buys it. The one who buys it sounds like anyone who buys it, vafilu miyad hektish, even the one who bought it from hektish. Ask the Gemara, v'lach letei hektish, why don't you say that it belongs to hektish if it has arrived in the hands of hektish after a year? Because the pasuk says, if after a year he hasn't redeemed it, then it goes to the buyer, Lidorosav, for his generations, Yatz Hektish. So that doesn't include Hektish, because Hektish doesn't have generations. It's not like one generation dies, another generation inherits. Hektish belongs to Hektish forever. Yatz Hektish and Lidorosav. Asks the Gemara, the verse says, why did the Pasuk say after that it goes latzmisus, it goes forever to the buyer, lo yetze bayovel, it won't go out during Yovel. Lamali, why did it say that? Amar Rav Safra answered, l'nitzucha, that was needed. El lemocher bayis b'batei erechoma, let's say a person sells a house in a walled city, ufaga bo yovel b'toch shnaso, and within that year that he can buy it back, it's already Yovel. Let's say he sold the house in El, and a month later, it's already Yovel. Sakadai Dachmina would have thought to say, Lepuk be Yovel. So in this year, when he can get it back, Yovel also should give it back to him. Hamashman, that's what the Pasuk is saying. Lo yetze by Yovel, a house in a walled city, never goes out with Yovel, even within that first year. All right, next Mishnah. Again, when a person sells a house in a walled city, so he has a year to buy it back. After that year, it's gone to the buyer forever. So Bari Shona initially Hayad Nitman Yom Shnemasar Chodesh Kadesh Sheichalot Lo. Initially, what was happening was that buyers come that last day of the year. They say, "Okay, now this is going to be the last chance. We're gonna hide. So by hiding, we're gonna make sure that we're gonna get it." And the seller would be looking around, okay, this is his last chance to buy it back, and he's looking for the buyer, he can't find the buyer is hiding. So Hillel said, you know what? You can just drop the money somewhere, and that's considered giving it to him. Hiskin Hillel made a takana for the sellers. Like Prusbol. And this is like this. Shehei Cholei Shmaosav Halishka. That the seller can just drop his money in a room in the Beit HaMikdash. And then he can just break down the door of the house that he had sold, and reoccupy it. Whenever that buyer is willing to come out of hiding, you know what? He can go pick up his money. His money's there for him. But it's already considered his.
Rabbi, if the buyer damages the house, who's paying for it? He has to fix it, or are we taking out the
money? No, I don't think so.
Aziz.
That's it. That's how we're selling.
Aziz.
Fire everywhere.
So Amar Rava. No Rava asked. Rava said, suggested, Mitakan also shul Hillel, from this law that Hillel had to institute that you can buy something back against the will of someone. So you see the following law, let's say a man gives a get, he says to his wife, this is your get on condition that you give me 200 tzuz. If you don't give me the 200 tzuz, it won't be a get. Now, if she gives it to him and he willfully accepts it, of course, that's Megureshes. She's divorced. What happens if she gives it to him, Baal Karcho? He doesn't want to take it, but she forces him to take it. So we see, ain't a Megureshes. It wouldn't be considered a divorce. Because what did Hillel have to do? Hillel have to institute that a payment of money against the will of someone works. Apparently, without Hillel's takana, it wouldn't work. So if somebody said, I'm insisting on 200 zuz for the get to work, if she gives the money into his domain against his will, it didn't work. How do we know this? Because we needed Hillel, it's a kuni to make a new law. And to institute Nesina Baal Karcho, Havya Nesina, that a gift of the money, a giving of the money against the will is a giving. That tells you, Abba Alma, that without that institution, Nesina Baal Karcho, giving the money against somebody's will, lo havi Nesina, is not considered giving the money. Someone says, I refuse to accept it, so he didn't get it. Maskefler of Papa, so Rav Papa challenges. Vitamer of Ashi, others say it was. He didn't pick it up, it was put into his courtyard. But he didn't want it.
But you can throw a get into a woman's courtyard.
That's true. That's true.
Kona?
That's correct. Maskefler of Papa, Sir Papa challenged this. The Tamer of Simi Bar Ashi. Some say it was Rav Simi Bar Ashi challenged this. Maybe not. They don't want maybe kids. Hillel's problem wasn't so much that he had to make a takana because men weren't around to Men didn't want to accept the monies given to them. They were hiding. So since they were hiding, he said, listen, even though the guy's hiding, the money given and on his behalf is considered his. It's considered he got it back. Based on the takana. Avo b'fanav, but maybe if the guys would have been around, then maybe he would agree, and I don't need to make a takana. Bein midaita, whether he willfully takes the money back when he's around. Bein bal korcho, even when I drop money in his courtyard and he's around and he sees it, havi matana, that's considered an appropriate gift, and that is a gift that works. Okay, Ikudami, there's another version of this discussion. Amar Rava, Rava said, Mi takana so shel Hillel, from this institution of Hillel. Hillel had to institute that in order to enable guys to get back the houses that they sold when the buyers went missing, they could just drop it in the Beit HaMikdash, and it's considered that the buyers got it. Amar Rava, Rava said, Mi takana so shel Hillel, from this takana of Hillel, we learn in the following case, if a man gives a get to a woman, he says, here's a get, but I'm a nas on condition, you still give me, you know, tomorrow 200 zuz. And she gave him the money. Whether she gave it to him and he was happy to take it, or even if she gave it to him and he didn't want to take it, she just dropped him in his courtyard, that's considered that she gave it. Why? Because when did Hillel have to make a takana? Only because the men who were supposed to be getting the money were hiding. Shalom b'fanav, and you're trying to give money without him being around to see it. Implying Avo b'fanav, but had the people not been hiding, and who would have been in front of them, then bein midaita, bein b'al korcho, havi nesina, then whether it's given to them against their will or given to them willfully, it is a gift. So Maskevah Rav Papa. Rav Papa said, maybe not. Itam Rav Simi Barashi. Some say Rav Simi Barashi who rejected this proof. Fidilman may be Bain Bafanov. Whether in front of him, Bain Shalobafanov, even when it's not in front of him. Maybe only Midaitoin. Only if he's willfully accepting something is that considered that he got it. Baal Karchov was forced against his will into his courtyard, though he didn't get it. So why did Hillel only make the Takana? Because people were in hiding. Even if people wouldn't be in hiding, if they'd be sitting at home and refusing to take money back, you'd also have to make a takana. You're right, you would have had to make a takana. But Hillel's case was people were hiding, so you have to make a takana for when people are hiding. But the truth is, even if people wouldn't be hiding, to give against somebody's will, you need a takana to say that that works. And maybe basically it doesn't work if you don't have the takana. So in the end of the day, we have not resolved this question. So we don't know whether Nesina Baal Korcho is considered Nesina or not. So in this case, if a man were to give a woman a get and say to her, this is your get on condition that you give me a present of 200 zuz within 24 hours, and she shows up with the 200 zuz 10 hours later and she says, here it is, I refuse to accept it. She just drops it down and leaves. Is she considered divorced? We don't know. It's a suffix. It's a suffix whether she's divorced. She needs another get.
Isn't this an upside-down situation? I mean, the woman can't really initiate the get.
Correct.
No, but he said it. I understand. But the man, if the man gives the woman a get, he can throw it in the courtyard, and correct, he owes the kasuba, right? He has
correct
to give her the kasuba.
Yeah.
You mean the condition.
This is his condition.
So, but this is just an agreement. It's any transaction. Why is it specific to a woman?
It would be, true with any agreement, too.
Any agreement.
Yeah, if somebody said that the condition for the agreement is that you need to give me something, right, and then he says, I'm refusing to accept it, does that mean that he didn't get it or did it? That's his question.
But he's blackmailing.
Okay, he did that. Nice.
The transaction is totally illegal.
No, it can still work.
I mean,
Made a condition to the deal.
But today they wouldn't hold the same thing. You say, okay, if you want to get,
sometimes,
you have to give me money.
Sometimes
but it's the reason
they do
for
that,
this example is that we wouldn't hold him to this, but we would hold a business transaction to this.
No, the same would be with a business transaction.
Why are we using this example? Yeah, you know?
It's very exciting.
So the rabbi doesn't have to go pick him up. He can go to how much you want.
Sometimes.
And it works, rabbi?
It could work, in theory, yes. All right, next Mishnah, talking about what Baruch had brought up. What is the definition of a house in a walled city? Says the Mishnah, whatever is within the wall has the status of a house of a walled city, chutz min asados, except for a field. Rabbi Meir says, af asados, even the fields have the status of a house in a walled city, that if it was sold, you have a year to get it back, and after that, it belongs to the purchaser forever. Bayis habani bachoma, what about a house built into the wall? The house itself is part of the wall, like Rachav's house in Yericho. Rabbi Yehuda says, Eino kibati erechoma, that doesn't have the status of a house in a walled city, that's the wall. Rabbi Shimon Omer, no, kotel chitzonu chomaso, it is considered a house of a walled city, and the outer wall of the house is also the wall of the city. All right, now the Brisa teaches us the sources for these laws. The verse says, bias, ainli ela bias, and maybe it's only a house. How do we know it also includes an olive press, ubate merchatzos, or a bathhouse, a migdalos, or a tower, v'shovchin, or a dovkot, uboros, or a round well, v'sichin, or a square well, umaros, or a burial crypt? I know that all those things in a walled city have this status. Talmud Lomar, if the verse says, "Asher b'ir," what is in the city? What is in the city? Everything. Yachol shani mar ba'afasados. If I'm including everything, maybe even fields in the city. Talmud Lomar bias. That's why it says house, a house, and not a field. Did review this? Did review it? Rabbi Meir says, bias, a house, in the yellow bias. I only think it's a house. I don't know to include an olive press, a bate merchatzos, or a bathhouse, or migdalos, or towers, v'shovchin, or dovkotu voros, or wells, sichinum oros, v'afilu sados, and even fields have the status of a house in a walled city. Tamalom, that's the verse, says, asher b'ir, what's in the city? I hooksiv bias. What are you going to learn from the fact that it says house? I'm Rav Chizur of Katina. That's to exclude a sand pit. Chulsis, Metzula. Metzula, I think, is a mud pit. Hikabe Nayu. That's the difference between them. Tanya is going to do a brisa. Chulsis, Metzula, whether it's a sand pit or a mud pit. Rabbi Meir Omer Kibat. Rabbi Meir says it's like a house. Rabbi Yehuda Omer is Kasados. It's like fields, and it's not. Doesn't have the status of a house in a walled city. No, an animal not. It's movable. That certainly doesn't have that status. Bayis habanu bachoma, the mission then says if you have a house built into the wall, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Enoch about the Erechom, Rabbi Yehuda says it doesn't have the status of a walled city, of a house in a walled city, and Rabbi Shimon says it does. Rabbi Yochanan said, this argument to Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon is based on a pasuk. Ushnei mikra chadarsh, they're both interpreting one pasuk. The verse is about Toridim b'chevel ba'ada chalon. She took them down in a rope through the window. Ki besa b'kir hachoma, because her house was in the wall of the city. Uvachoma hi yosheves, and she was living in the wall. So Rabbi Shimon Savar, Kipashi the Kerb. Shimon says, that's what it's saying. Her house was in the wall, and she was living in the wall. That means that when you live in the wall, when your house is in the wall, it is considered in the wall. It's considered within the walled city. However, Rabbi Yehuda Savar, Bachomer, he Yosheves. She's living in the wall, implying Velo Be'ir Choma. She's not in a walled city, she's in the wall itself. But she doesn't have the status of being in a walled city because she's in the wall. Now, the next Mishnah says that there is a certain type of wall. That's true, but that's not enough. That's not enough. So now the next Mishnah says that there is a certain type of wall that's certainly not a wall. Ir Shagago Sel Chomasa, right? Let's say you have a series of houses and they've got a sloped roof. So the roofs all together going past the house, that's the wall of the city. Because those roofs go down to the floor. So that's not considered a walled city. Secondly, if this wall is not there from the days of Yeshua ben Nun, also it's not a walled city. It doesn't have the status of a house in a walled city. Now, this is how big this city has to be for it to be considered a house in a walled city. At least shalosh chatzer shel shnei batim, you have to have at least three courtyards, each with at least two homes in it. Mukafos choma, surrounded by a wall, mimos Yeshua ben Nun, from the days of Yeshua ben Nun. Now, what are examples? Kagon Katsra Yeshana, the old city Katsra, Shel Tzipori, of the Tzipori district. Chakra of Gush Halav, Yodfat HaYeshana, the old Yodfat. Gamla, Gdud Hadid, Ono, and Yerushalayim. So besides these eight cities, V'chein k'yotzeben, any city like these eight cities. Exactly. This is the list of the walled cities. The verse says, Choma, as a wall, v'lo shor iger, not a roof. Saviv, all around it. Torah says a wall around it. Saviv, prat l'tveria, that excludes the city of Tiberias. Shiyama chomas, that doesn't have a wall around it, just has a lake on one side. Rebbe Elazar ben Yossi, Omer asher lo choma. The verse says it has a wall to it, but it's written with an aleph, which means it doesn't have a wall. So that's to say, af b'shein lo af, even if it doesn't have a wall anymore. If it used to have a wall back in the days of Yeshua ben Nun, it's considered a walled city. These are examples of a walled city. Tani Mundin Abraisa Gamla is in the Galil. Gedud is in Evrei Yarden, the other side of the Jordan River. Hadid and Ono and Yerushalayim are in the territory of Yehuda. My comment, what's the Braisa trying to teach us? Explains the Gemara. Amar Abai, Abai explained. Okay, this is what it means. Ad Gamla Bagalil, up until Gamla, in the Galil, those cities are all surrounded with a wall from the days of Yeshua ben Nun. Ad Gedud, up until Gedud, in Evar Yarden, on the other side of the Jordan River, there are cities that are surrounded with a wall from the days of Yeshua ben Nun. Hadid and Onan, Yerushalayim are the only three cities in Yehuda that are surrounded with a wall from the days of Yeshua ben Nun. That's the way Abai explained this price. Rava said the way to mean the price like this. Gamla is in the Galil. The Gamla of the Galil has a walled city, is a walled city from the days of Yeshua ben Nun. Afuke Gamla desharatzos, to exclude a city Gamla that might be in Yehuda or in Evar Yarden. Those cities called Gamla do not have a wall from the days of Yeshua ben Nun. Gdud in Eber HaYarden, Gdud on the other side of the Jordan River, has a wall from the days of Yeshua ben Nun. La'afuke Gadud desharatzos, to exclude the Gadud of the other territories. And they don't have a wall from the days of Yeshua ben Nun.
So this Gamla is in the Jordan?
No, Gamla's in the Golan, actually. And Enoch Tulawika Dechavasayu, and those cities that have a wall that don't have these names. Certainly, Litzrichlu, I didn't even need to tell you, but they're certainly not considered. I don't even need to tell you. In other words, so those cities that don't have these names, but if they have a wall from the days of Yeshua ben Nun, certainly they also have the same status. I don't need to tell you. Okay, ask the Gemara. Yerushalayim Michlipa. We listed in the Mishnah and in the Braisa, one of the cities with the wall from the days of Yeshua ben Nun is Yerushalayim. So is that true that if a person sells a house in Yerushalayim, if he doesn't buy it back within a year, that's it, it's gone? There are 10 laws about Yerushalayim. One of them is Ein Habayis Chalut Bah. If somebody sells a house in the wall of Yerushalayim, it doesn't get lost after the year. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, you're right. When we say Yerushalayim, we're just saying that it's a walled city. Ki Yerushalayim du mukefes chom milsu shubanun. Like Yerushalayim, that has a walled city from the days of Yeshua ben Nun, the Loki Yerushalayim, but not exactly like the Yerushalayim. Tehili Yerushalayim, because Yerushalayim in Yerushalayim, Ein Habayis Chalutba, a house doesn't get lost if it wasn't redeemed within a year. But in the walled cities, Habayis Chalutba, if it's not redeemed within a year, the house is lost. Ravashi, Amar Ravashi, give a different answer. Lav Amar Rav Yosef Trei Kedesh Havu. Didn't Rav Yosef tell us that there are two cities called Kedesh? Achanami, so too over here. Trei Yerushalayim Havu. There are two cities named Yerushalayim. So one is the holy city, which has the Beis HaMikdash. There a house is not lost after it was sold for a year. And the other is a different Yerushalayim, which is also surrounded with a wall from the days of Yeshua ben Nun.
Who is that?
Somewhere in Yehuda.
Yerushalayim didn't have a wall. The Yerushalayim that we know didn't have a wall during Yerushalayim.
It certainly did.
It did?
It certainly did, yeah.
It did?
Yeah. It is a special law because it's a holy city and it doesn't really belong to anyone that it doesn't have the laws of Beis Moshe of Yerichon, of selling a house in it.
The rabbi, the guy, seller couldn't find the buyer and I had to drop the money in. Beit HaMikdash. It would take him a year from Gamla go to Beit HaMikdash.
Okay. It could take him time, but that's it.
That's good.
You know,
that's fine. The year is... The year is there. Okay, we'll stop here. Rabbi Hanani ben Akasha, Omer Rotz HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Zakas HaSisrael, Efi Chachir, Bo Mitzvah, Shneem, Ratzon Chafetz, Laman Tzidko.
Thank you.